USA Radio News.
We have a winner. Mega Millions confirmed that there is one soul-winning jackpot ticket that was sold in a Speedway convenience store in Des Plaines, Illinois, in this historic $1.28 billion drawing. This is the third time in the 20-year history of the American lottery game the big prize has reached the billion-dollar mark. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and the Russian foreign minister spoke by phone about a U.S. proposal to secure the release of WNBA star Brittney Griner and fellow jailed American Paul Whelan.
I urged Foreign Minister Lavrov to move forward with that proposal. I'm not going to characterize his response, and I can't give you an assessment of whether I think things are any more or less likely, but it was important that he hear directly from me on that.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The city of Las Vegas has declared an emergency over its water supply after the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire contaminated the river. The fire is the largest wildfire in New Mexico history. The city relies solely on the water from the river, which has been tainted with large amounts of fire-related debris and ash, according to city officials. The New Mexico mayor said in a tweet that $2.25 million in state funding has been made available to ensure residents receive access to safe drinking water. The House has voted to ban semi-automatic assault weapons as negotiation over police funding legislation continues. The bill now faces the Senate. The legislation would ban the sale, manufacture, transfer, or possession of semi-automatic assault weapons and large-capacity ammunition feeding devices. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A Massachusetts man accused of sending a bomb threat to Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who was running for governor, was arrested. James W. Clark made his first appearance in Boston federal court on Friday. The Justice Department confirmed that the 38-year-old was charged with one count of making a bomb threat, one count of perpetuating a bomb hoax, and one count of communicating an interstate threat. If convicted, Clark could face as many as 20 years in prison. A New York City hospital has successfully performed the first HIV-positive to HIV-positive heart transplant, paving the way for future HIV-positive organ transplants, according to a Montefiore Health System press release. The medical achievement comes nearly a decade after the HIV Organ Policy Equity Act allowed HIV-positive people to donate organs to save other HIV-positive patients. Russia will start the process of leaving the International Space Station program after 2024, but the exact timing has not been set. NASA and its partners hope to continue operating the 24-year-old International Space Station until 2030, and the Russian announcement has thrown that plan into doubt. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.